Well, every Friday in the programme roundup at this time, we have a segment called In the Garden. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined once again by Kieran Burke. Kieran, you're very welcome to our programme.
Thank you, Johnny.
I suppose, let's go back, well, I don't know how long we're going back, but what fruit did Eve use to tempt Adam?
An apple, isn't that it?
Yeah, that's true.
And apples are, they're very much part of our lives and lots of sayings. So like, what keeps the doctor away?
They always say an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
And what's the something of your eye?
That would be an apple again. An apple.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Oranges.
Apples. And you've won a prize.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And what type of apple is this, by the way?
That is one called Ida Red, or so I'm told.
Wow.
It's because it's got red in it. But it's a very nice one. And apples are very healthy and very good for you. But they're also a very easy fruit to grow as well.
Okay, can I ask you something? I just want to ask you, because sometimes when you go to the supermarket, or not the super, well, to the supermarket and to the fruit and veg shop, you see lovely shiny apples.
Yeah.
And they look like a mirror. In fact, you could nearly see yourself on some of them. But they're so, but that's some kind of preservative that's sprayed on them.
Yeah, exactly. They look like they're polished, don't they? And it's actually a type of wax which they treat the apples with.
Mm.
And do you remember actually years ago when you used to go to the shops and the apples would be wrapped in paper?
Yeah, kind of purple paper.
And you don't see that anymore.
No.
And one way when you were storing your apples at home, the old garden books would tell you to wrap them in like greaseproof paper. It's good and crunchy, isn't it?
Mm.
And they wrap up the paper. But these days you don't see it. And what they do is they apply a kind of a wax coating and it stops the skin of the apple drying out so much. So they all look shiny, they all look the same size, but it's not very nice to be eating this sort of wax coating on it.
Would you eat the skin from that apple, or would you peel it?
Well, I'd like to, if I buy apples, if I don't have my own ones, is to buy an organic apple. And the organic apples generally don't have that sort of waxy coating on it.
Is
and
that
that's an organic apple.
I was thinking because it tastes...
Tastes good,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Tastes good.
And I washed it as well before.
Oh, thank you. Is that from your own orchard?
No, it's not from my own one, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
But
because you see the shiny apples and it draws the attention of the kids, I suppose. But I would always peel an apple with a shiny coating.
Yeah, I think you're right too.
I don't know, I'd be frightened to take. Well, anyways, okay, so this time of year now, we're into February, coming towards the end of February. Is there still time out there to plant apple trees?
Absolutely. If an apple tree is sold in a container of compost, you can plant at any time of the year. But usually those plants have been growing in the ground and they're lifted up from the ground, what we call kind of bare root trees, and then they're put into these pots. So it's actually a very good time now, before they're really starting into growth, to plant the trees. And not just apple trees, but any of your fruit trees or fruit bushes, it's a good time now to get out there, get those holes dug, get them planted. And you'll see them widely available at this time of year in the garden centres, and even some of the shops are selling them. And good time to get cracking.
Well, I was looking at the back window of my house and I seen the next door neighbour had an apple tree. And, you know, if somebody said to me a few years ago, sure, grow your own apple tree, I would say, what's the point? It's going to take 50 years before it shows apples. That's not the case at all.
It's not the case at all. In fact, depending on the way that you buy the apple, see, they're grafted. And people get this whole terminology and hear all the things about grafting and then rootstocks, and it sounds very complicated. But basically, you can get a tree which is grafted onto what they call a dwarfing rootstock. So it doesn't get into a very big tree, and those types of trees also will get you fruit even in 2 years' time. So they're quick to mature for their fruiting, but they won't get as very, very big trees.
Okay.
And, you know, if you grow your own apples, you have fresh apples straight from the tree. They're not imported from around the world. You can get apples in the shops now and they're imported from South Africa.
Yeah.
So they travel a long, long way before they reach your mouth. So there's nothing better than picking them straight off the tree.
So if I was to plant an apple tree, I suppose the advice you would give is to plant more than one.
Plant more than one. And now it's very important that when you go to buy an apple tree, that you do get more than one. Because one apple tree on its own does not generally bear fruit. And it's what they call pollination. So it's the action of the bees. And the bees need to get pollen from one tree and transfer it to another. So it's a method, if you like, of the apple trees ensuring that they're not self-breeding. And not only do you have to have two different trees, but you must make sure that they're flowering at exactly the same time, so that the bee is able to go from one flower of one tree to another. And to make this kind of as a guide for people, they have what they call pollination groups. And so therefore, I think there's seven groups which the Royal Horticultural Society have on a table, and you need to get one from the same group or an adjacent group. So if you have one from group three, it can be flowering in the group two, three or four. And that's it. So it sounds very complicated, but in basic terms, you just have to have trees which are flowering at the same time so the bee can visit them both on the same day.
And you can get small trees.
You can get small trees. Now, if you get, say, an apple tree, like, say, Granny Smith, Golden yeah. Delicious, James Grieve, all of these are the same variety. But they graft them, which means they, like, take a cutting from, say, one Granny Smith and they put it on, join it up with the stem of another tree. Oh. And this other stem is called a rootstock. Okay? Now, the rootstocks, some of them are vigorous and some of them are less vigorous. So I liken it. It's like getting, say, the same type of car. Say you wanted to go get a Volkswagen Golf, but it has different size engines.
Okay.
So the rootstock is like a different size engine. So if you get a dwarfing rootstock, you get a smaller size tree, while if you get a bigger rootstock, you'll have one which maybe grows up to 30 feet.
Okay.
Like the old-fashioned apple trees in Granny's garden.
And would it take longer for the apples to grow on the 30-foot tree then, obviously?
It does. It actually takes longer. And the dwarf rootstock trees, they can, as I said, give you fruit within 2 years. But you might be waiting 7 years for the more vigorous tree. Mm-hmm. So there is that kind of time lapse as well.
What about training the tree then on a wall or fence? Or?
Yeah, it's very possible. And particularly where space is limited in a garden and you don't have maybe room for more than one tree, these trees on dwarf rootstocks or semi-dwarf rootstocks can be trained flat against a fence or a wall. And the way you do that is what they call cordons or espaliers. And it's a bit too complicated to go into the training systems here over the radio. But if you had a diagram, it's very easy. I'll put some guide on the website on how to train a cordon. And it's how I'm doing them at home, which basically gives you one stem and you basically prune away all the side shoots. And they get their fruit on little things which we call spurs.
Okay. When I was young growing up in Westport, we used to go into, where I lived, there was an apple tree grown, but there were more so crab apples. And yeah. We used to swipe those apples, go up on the tree, and we'd go into the land, belong to the farmer, and we'd swipe the apples. But this gives us all a pain in the stomach.
Yeah.
You know, so they were
too
crab
sour,
apples.
Too bitter.
Those are the apples they use now for apple tarts.
No. For apple tarts, you would use what they call a cooking apple or culinary apple, like Bramley's apple.
All right. And what's the crab apple?
The crab apple is generally a much smaller apple.
It was,
and they'd be very, very, less smaller than a golf ball in many cases.
Yes, they were.
And they tend to be very bitter. They're more like sort of a wild apple.
Okay.
While the cooking apples would be much bigger, they would be slightly bitter as well.
Yeah.
But they would be used then for cooking and sweetened with sugar. But crab apples, of course, you would make jellies from the crab apple jelly.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you
ever had that.
Yeah.
And I remember going as a child years ago picking with my parents crab apples in the countryside, and then they're making crab apple jelly and the jam dripping through this muslin cloth and all those sort of things.
Are there many, Ciarán, Irish varieties when it comes to apples?
There is actually surprisingly a large amount of apples which are, if you say, given Irish names or known to be grown in Ireland. You won't see them in the supermarkets if you go buy an apple. In fact, even to buy the apple trees in the garden centres, they're not very often offered for sale. So anything like you see James Grieve or, say, the Granny Smith and Golden Delicious, they're not Irish apple varieties. But some of the Irish varieties have wonderful names like Bloody Butcher, and we have one at home which is from County Sligo, and called Scarlet Crofton, and we have a White Crofton as well. So there are lots of Irish varieties. There is one place you can buy them, and we've mentioned them before on the show. It's called the Irish Seed Savers Association in County Clare. Mm-hmm. And on their website, which I think is ISSA.ie, they will sell them by mail order. And you can get apples which grow from different counties around Ireland. And these are old apple trees, maybe like the ones you were visiting in taking the apples from as a child.
Yeah.
These ones which have been there for years and years.
I like to say the word you use, visiting.
Visiting, yeah. And you might have admired some apples and maybe taken one or two souvenirs. Mm. But those apples trees, lots of them would be around the country and have grown for maybe 100 years or more. People have handed them down from generation to generation and they're well adapted for an Irish climate. While if you get a variety which is bred in France, it's not necessarily going to do so
That's
good
true.
In the west of Ireland. And I was going through when I was buying the apples for my garden from the Irish Seed Savers and they say we have a couple from Sligo, we have Armagh, County Cavan, I think there's we have one from Roscommon, but they had none from County Mayo.
Gosh.
It's interesting.
And so Armagh would be the orchard county.
Armagh is very well known for its apples and there are a number from there. But it would be interesting if anybody had an old apple variety in the garden.
True.
I'm sure there must be somewhere
some
Mayo varieties. And I'm sure the Seed Savers people would be interested in having a look and maybe propagating them.
Okay, and when we were swiping the apples years ago, we were also swiping pears. And a lot of people think that don't realise that pears can grow in Ireland. We used to get lovely green pears in the same orchard. And the pears obviously be hard, so we bring them home in our plastic bags and then we put them in straw in a box and leave them there for about 2 weeks and they'd soften and they were lovely.
Yeah. But was that a big long green pear?
Yeah,
that's probably a pear which they call conference.
Yeah, very long, yeah.
And even if you have only one tree of that, it usually gets fruit on its own.
Mm.
Most pears are like apples in that you need to get two different trees. Mm. But with a conference pear, it's one which ripens very well, reasonably well in Ireland and crops well, but even with just one tree.
Okay, there are lots of fruits, I take it, that people can grow in Irish gardens. We talked about the apples and the pears there, the strawberries and whatever. Are there more?
Yeah, well, of course, you can grow cherries and plums. There's a Victoria plum, which is a very good self-pollinating plum tree, and that'll give you an abundance of fruits. Very, very easy to grow. Some neighbours of mine have, not in their garden, but in their polythene tunnel, a peach tree. And you might think of growing a peach tree as being impossible in County Mayo in Ireland, but they have a peach tree in their tunnel and it produces huge amounts of fruit. But you do need the tunnel or a glasshouse if you want to grow peaches. I've just bought one the other day and I'm going to try it in the tunnel at home.
Okay, what's coming on? What's the latest news from kieranburke.ie?
Well, we've got our new growth project on the go at the moment and the closing date for that should have been on Thursday, but we've extended that for a few more days. So if anybody knows anyone who wants to maybe avail of this free course, some people who are unemployed, there's still time to send an application in. And as every week, we'll update with the podcast from the show. And this week, we'll have some information then about pruning apples into a cordon shape.
Oh, great. Kieran Burke with a C, IARAN.
That's right.
Burke with a, and it's dot IE. Kieran Burke, as always, thanks for joining us. All right,
thanks a minute, Johnny.